Let's go now to Leticia, who's listening in Lodi, California. Hi, Leticia.
Hi, Patrick. Yes. My question is, what can advice you can give me how to raise my kids in the Catholic faith? Mm-hmm. Their dad is not going to any, going to mass or...
They're not going to mass right now?
He's not.
Okay.
Well, we're divorced.
I see.
But one, my daughters are teenagers, and one of them, or sometimes she says that why she has to go to mass, her friends don't go to mass,
mm-hmm.
or some family members, they don't go to mass.
Mm-hmm.
And
how old are the two?
They're complaining too because 14 and 15.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of prime time for that kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, and I love to go to mass, so I like to go to dinners that they have for different activities. So what's the advice that I can get from your experience in as a father raising your children?
You know? Okay, Leticia,
I don't know if you have any.
I'll give you what I can, and this is a very important question you're asking. Thanks for being such a great mom that you're interested in doing better and helping your kids become more connected to Jesus. That's a good thing that you're doing. God will bless you for that. I think the first and most important thing is that they need to see their parents. And you mentioned that you're divorced, so dad apparently is not in the picture. But they need to see you being joyful and happy. And not that you want to put on a show. I don't mean that. But your genuine love for Jesus and the joy that you receive from going to Mass and receiving Him in Holy Communion, not to mention the other aspects of the faith, going to confession regularly. If you show them good example, that's probably the biggest and first thing that you can do in terms of importance. And then, of course, would be to, you're going to have to fight against the current of the world, which is telling them, you don't need to go to Mass, you just be a good person. You can be spiritual without being religious. And, that's just, boring anyway. And I'm sure that there are plenty of other things that your daughters are finding in school and being told in school. So, it is an uphill battle. But you can fight that battle as best you can just by reminding them that Jesus loves them and Jesus died on the cross for them and Jesus wants them to be happy with Him forever in heaven. And He established the church to help us get to heaven. And this is not a dress rehearsal. This really is a battle between powers and principalities and in our own passions and things. And you could tell them, as you're growing up, aren't you noticing that there are all kinds of different things that are distracting and pulling you in different directions? Well, getting to Mass on Sunday will help you know how to live a life that is going to be pleasing to God and that you'll be happy so that you won't become enslaved to sins and addictions and things like that. And receiving Jesus in Holy Communion gives you that strength that you need in the form of grace to help you be a virtuous and happy young woman. Then the third thing that you might want to do is ply them. So you need to fight fire with fire, Leticia. And the fire on the other side is the world of flesh and the devil and all the distractions and all the apps on the phone and Instagram and everything else that's nipping at their heels trying to get their attention. You can fight fire with fire by texting them YouTube videos, for example, which they're already watching anyway. Send them YouTube videos of Father Mike Schmitz talking about why you need to go to Mass on Sunday. And he's got these really neat little 4-minute, 5-minute videos, perfect time frame because, many people nowadays don't have much longer attention spans than that. So find these on YouTube, Father Mike Schmitz, S-C-H-M-I-T-Z. There are others, but he's one that I really enjoy recommending because he does such a good job. Now, he's handsome, he's well-spoken, he's interesting, the things he says are thought-provoking, and I can't imagine that a 15-year-old girl would not be interested, at the very least, just in listening to, what is this handsome guy saying? Chances are she's going to listen to that. So those would be some practical things you could do. Just send them these YouTube videos on a regular basis so that they will learn why they should go to Mass on Sunday. And it'll help them with the peer pressure and the laziness and all the other things that you're having to deal with. But keep at it and keep praying for them. Are you in the habit, Leticia, of praying the rosary every day already? Do you do that?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm not asking you to shame you, but I want to encourage you. Pick up a rosary, keep it with you, keep it in your pocket, keep it in your purse, and just every day, make a commitment every day, Lord and Our Lady, every day for the rest of my life, I am not going to go to bed at night until I have said the rosary. And believe me on this, you make that commitment and you'll do it. You'll follow through. And it will become an anchor in your day. And it's a powerful weapon against sin, vice, and all kinds of other problems. So you can wield that weapon. It's a weapon of grace and truth. And you'll be invoking the intercession of the Mother of God. And that's powerful. And you may have some days, I have days like this myself, or at least I had them when I was raising my kids. Like, I feel like a failure. I feel like I'm not getting across to them, or, you know, nothing is really working. If you put Our Lady on the case, you get her involved, stand back, because she's going to help you. And you may not see it all at once, but it will happen, and she will not abandon your daughters. So those would be my practical bits of advice. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you. Thank
You're welcome.
All the advice. Mm-hmm.
Can you get them to listen to this program? Is that possible?
Yes.
Good.
I always have you on the radio at home and when I go to work. I'll take
awesome.
Them to school.
Get the Relevant Radio app on their phones and then set the alarm on the app so that it will go off when the show starts, or you can have it podcast to them. But you might want to say, you know, every week, part of your ongoing formation is listen, and you decide how much or how little. Just tell them that they need to listen mm-hmm. to this program for a certain amount of time every week, and then that can be something that the three of you talk about over dinner. Hey, did you hear what he said on the show this morning? What do you think about that? So I can help you help them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Right. You're welcome. God bless you, Leticia. I'm sure it's not an easy road, but the Lord will be with you and Our Lady will help you. So pray the rosary every day. Start today, and you'll see how it will revolutionize everything. God bless you.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.
Don't you listen to what the man says.